Even though in previous videos I've already given pretty good hints, or what I think are pretty good hints, as to why I don't call myself an atheist, even though I'm adamant about science, or why I refer or describe myself as religious, even though everything and anything that I do or think about is either reason-based, fact-based, or scientifically based. So even though I've given what I think are pretty good hints, I figured I would make a video, which will probably be like two or three videos, that better describe in more detail, I guess, my thinking about the subject, which is religion, which is God. So in this series of videos, which will probably not be sequential, in this series of videos, I plan to nothing more and nothing less but resolve the question, does God exist? So I guess that's what this video is going to be about. Part of the reason, or maybe even the main reason, that within the spectrum of belief, the extremes being the atheists and the ultra-religious, part of the reason that they seem to talk over each other or misunderstand each other is the misunderstanding of the terms they both use to describe each other. For example, when scientifically inclined people criticize religion and might even say that the problem of humanity is religion, is that they don't really, they not just misunderstand what the word religion means, but what it basically means, but they go on to describe not issues with religion, but issues with humanity. They'll say religion tries to control people. The fact of the matter is that people try to control people. They might use religion as an excuse to control people, but it's still people doing it. So to get rid of the issues that they might have with religion, they would have to get rid of people. They, for some unknown reason, do not understand that those are attributes of people, of humanity, of maybe using religion or using the excuse of religion to control people, but those are people doing horrible things to other people. It's not religion that's forcing them or even pointing them in that direction. So I think the first step to try to explain why I can be religious or describe myself as religious and also describe myself as scientifically inclined, why I can do that, but the extremes on the other side of the religious spectrum, of the belief spectrum, cannot communicate with each other, is because their misuse of terms. I know that for some people, and maybe for most people, to be religious is to be superstitious, or it is to be to believe more in the writings of ancient people than on the people of today. And you can make a good argument for any of those that's what religion means. But at least to me, what it means to be religious is to be modest, to know that my intelligence is limited and that my information will always be incomplete. In other words, to be religious, and I know not everybody sees it this way, but for me, to be religious means to be open-minded, to listen to others, because I can always, always be wrong. To understand that everybody, including ancient peoples, had wisdom to teach me. For example, the word faith. I've heard scientifically inclined people say that faith is to believe without evidence or to believe without reason. And that might be part of the definition, but that's not the complete definition of faith. Since I was a kid, I wanted to understand Einstein, and I didn't. It didn't quite click for me. But I had faith that Einstein was right. Not once did I think, because I didn't understand it, this is bullshit, that this is nonsense. I knew through faith that Einstein was right. And eventually, it took me quite a long time, but eventually I understood it. So faith, at least to me, and I suspect a lot of people, once they think about it, will agree with me that to have faith is to have belief without fully understanding what you believe in. Another good example of faith would be that what if when this COVID pandemic started and the CDC started suggesting that everybody use masks, what if everybody, even though they didn't understand how masks would help them, what if they had faith in the scientific community and they would have gone ahead and done it? And they would have gone ahead and worn masks even though they didn't fully understand why they were wearing masks. They just would simply take it as an article of faith that the scientific community, the CDC, had their best interest at heart. Obviously, that didn't happen, and in fact, ironically, throughout the religious community, they were less likely to wear masks. And you could blame them for being hard-headed, but you can also blame the scientific community for not being rigorous enough through the last few years. The scientific community have let themselves be used for corporate interest, for political interest. So when the religious community lost faith in them, they were somewhat justified. They had good reason to doubt. I guess we could agree or disagree about that, but my point being is that faith is not a negative. It's not even a scientific negative. At least it wasn't for me. If I had just given up and assumed that Einstein was wrong because I couldn't figure it out, I would have never figured it out. So having faith, my faith in Einstein, eventually paid off. So to reiterate and hopefully simplify and make the point, faith is not necessarily to believe without evidence or to believe without reason. Faith is to believe without understanding, at least for now. So like I said in the intro of this video, I'm going to make another video that's going to resolve the question of does God exist? But I'm gonna have to think about it. I really don't even want to make this video. The only reason I'm even considering making this video is because somebody asked me, and nobody had ever asked me before. And so I think rightly assumed that I should keep those ideas to myself, because who knows if I'm right. I mean, it makes sense to me, my thinking of God. If he exists or doesn't exist, it makes sense to me. But and just to give you a hint as to what it is, I continue to describe myself as a religious person, even though I also consider myself a scientific person. And I don't mean that I believe in God of the gaps, where I can't explain something or I don't understand something. I assume that's God doing in there somewhere in the background. I do not believe that. I do not even use that to explain, to get a bigger, fuller picture of reality. What I mean is, when I say that I can, that I suspect, that I think I can resolve the question, does God exist? What I mean is, using reason based on evidence, I can resolve the question, does God exist? I guess that's it for now.